Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Absolutely incredible lunch today, Limits, from Tim's Corner Market. Are you enjoying it? What did you get?
Loving it. I got an Italian.
What did Emma get?
I have no idea. It's spicy.
I got
spicy
turkey.
Spicy but good.
Yeah.
You
I got turkey, ham, bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
All the above.
Yeah, the place is, it's owned by Slice on Broadway.
Right.
And it's phenomenal. You want spicy, you get spicy. You want plain, you get plain, and everything in between. So thank you to Tim's Corner Market.
Thank you, Tim's Corner Market. There is nothing better than a good sub on a Thursday afternoon. Well, Technically morning into afternoon.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with a couple of things. One, in sports, is an NFL team or a college team having the guts to play two full-time quarterbacks and inventing an offense around that. And the other is Paul Skeens hitting. And I'm not going to stop banging the drum on either. I want to see Skeens hit. Both his college coaches said that he had Air Force and LSU, said he would have been drafted as a hitter in the first round as a hitting catcher. Jay Johnson, I think his name is, from LSU, said that, I can tell you this, he wouldn't be the worst hitter in anybody's lineup. He said if the National League still had pitchers hitting, he'd be the best hitting pitcher in baseball and wouldn't be batting last in anybody's lineup. Apparently, and I got a text from somebody the other day, this topic came up with Greg Brown and the PM guys. Am I right about that?
Yes,
I haven't heard this yet. I'm very eager.
Here it is.
Well, I don't know what their appetite is, Andrew, but I dismissed the idea when he was first drafted. I thought it was ludicrous, but the more I watch this offense and thinking back to what his coaches said, I've not asked him that. I think Waukee asked him that maybe last year about, you know, do you think you could hit? And he kind of said, well, I used to, something like that. And I don't know if he'd have the appetite for it or not, but, you know, the more this goes along, I've started to wonder, and I really thought about it the other day when I saw Ohtani starting to throw live BP a couple days ago. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Yeah, I know he's a unicorn, but maybe so Skeens might be a unicorn. Yeah, I don't know if you do it this year. I don't know if you do it this – it'd be maybe kind of crazy to introduce it this summer, but I don't know. Do you approach him in the off season and talk to him about the possibility? You know, I think the Pirates are one of those teams that needs to find ways to win in the margins, as they say. It was a crazy idea when he was drafted for me, but now maybe it's not as crazy. I think that's the way I'd say it.
I think that's very well said, and I would absolutely approach him this winter. And just from observation, from being on the outside observing, doesn't Skeens strike you as the type of guy who would embrace a challenge like that? A couple times a week? And again, I don't know what this lineup's going to look like next year, but Limits, he strikes me as the type of guy who would love this, who would embrace this, right?
Well, I mean, Skeens obviously somebody who never backs down from a challenge. And I also think that what his coach Kaz said at Air Force when he joined us, like right after he was drafted, that he is somebody who, regardless of the situation, is able to rise to the occasion, and that he would be able to hit. Like, if given an opportunity, would they bat him, like, realistically, like, six in the order? I don't know.
Well, in this order, yes, although it's starting to get better. Again, I don't know what it's going to look like next year, but I would bet there would be room. Jay Johnson, again, he was on. Were you doing the show when those guys came on with us?
Maybe that was when Skeens debuted.
But
I did that show with both of the when both of the guys came on. I remember booking both of them.
Yeah. Boy, we've been working together longer than I thought, my friend.
Yes.
Time flies. How long has Ron been gone? Since February of 24.
February 20. Yeah, 24 last year. So he's been gone for a year and a half, months. Almost.
That's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah. I miss him every day. Do you?
No, but I'm jealous of him. I am jealous of that.
I think
some people need to work. I don't feel like I need to. I feel like if my life was waking up in Florida every day, going for walks, going to the beach, I don't know, volunteering at some places, going to games, finding pickleball, finding golf.
Mm.
See, golf is a thing. Limits. You wake up, you know, at 6, 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock in Florida. You have a nice breakfast with your wife. You're on the golf course at 10. You go to the 19th hole. You're not home till 3, 3:30. Then you have the ingredients to make a nice dinner at home, a home-cooked dinner. And then you eat, you have cocktails, you eat dinner, and then I don't know, you go for a walk, get ice cream, watch a movie, and go to bed. The sad thing is, or the bad thing for me, is you have to have money to do this.
And you don't?
And I don't know where Ron got the money, other than never paying a bill.
Well, I think that's probably how Ron has the money, because he kept it.
Now, rumor has it that Ron was in town. Is that true?
I was told that, yes.
He's in town right now?
He's in town right now.
Is he listening to the show and insulted right now? How do
Maybe.
You know?
If he is, Ron,
should
text
Ron
us. Text me and Joe, Ron, in a group chat, and we'll see.
Should Ron be obligated to text us when he's in town? Or no?
He's been in town a couple of times, I've been
told.
I
know he has.
So I think once, yes, he should. He should let us know. We want to see him. Do you want to see him? Kind of.
Sort of, yeah. Do you?
I'd see him.
Would you live that life in Florida? And do you need to work? See, you're still young. You're still very, very ambitious to the point where you're willing to maybe step over people on your way to get to where you want to go.
Maybe your point on that. Maybe your perspective on that. But no, I mean, what I value in everything makes me want to be here. So I think it would be hard. Now, Ron does, I think, have his daughter in Florida, right? Or at least she visits him a lot and travels a lot. I really value and really enjoy what is here. So that would be hard for me to basically uproot everything, go to Florida, and be mostly by myself.
You're not ready yet.
No.
I am, or I'm getting there. And I could do the show from Florida.
You think so?
Yes. I think I could.
And Ron should do the show from a bar stool.
Can you? Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
We should take it on the road
cranky,
one day.
To have a show like that, just call it Cranky Old Men. And have
that
two
would be
guys
you two reuniting.
Two guys in a bar doing a 2-hour show would be phenomenal. I'm not there yet, though, Limits.
You make it sound like you are.
No, I'm not there yet because I'm not old yet. Now, people want to make me old. I'm the same age as Mike Sullivan. Do you think of him as some like cranky old guy who's, you know, ready to go off to, I don't know where, Bob Evans for the early bird special? I'm not ready for that.
Everyone now looking up how old Mike Sullivan is.
57, 58, somewhere in there.
He is 57 years old. He turned 57 this year.
There you go. So,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm not old yet. In fact, I'm in the prime of my career. His career is a coach, and that's your coaching prime. My career is a talk show host and a columnist. I'm in the prime of my career, Limits. I ain't going anywhere fast, so you're not getting my job yet.
And I didn't ask for it. You know, maybe one day I'll be sitting right across from you, Joe. Who knows? But
what if Ron came back and you and him did a show? Speaking of which, there have been some leaks. This is like the NFL schedule.
Yes.
We have the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon coming up next week, as a matter of fact. Next Thursday, am I right about that? Limits is the first day?
Yeah, it bleeds, what, Wednesday into Thursday, I believe, right? Fourth to fifth? Or fifth to sixth, Thursday into Friday.
Thursday into Friday.
Yeah.
You just told everybody the wrong day.
Well, then I corrected myself when I found out I was wrong.
And very quickly you did, which I commend you for.
You need to.
So Thursday, there have been some leaks on which people are going to be matched up here for shows. Do we reveal any of them, or do we keep this to ourselves, Limits?
I only know one leak. I don't know many. Did Craig tell you to give away a couple of leaks?
He didn't say not to.
Because he said that leaks will be coming out throughout the shows, and you just have
all
to
right.
listen
Here's
to
a,
them.
I'll tell you a rumor, and I haven't confirmed it yet, that okay. Crowley and I will be paired up at some point.
I did hear that rumor.
Which I'm deathly afraid of, because as I mentioned yesterday, one of the only other times that we were paired up, he told the story of being on vacation and pooping in the ocean. And I won't tell you which ocean, because nobody would want to visit there, would they?
No, they would avoid it entirely. The beaches would be empty. Businesses would go out of business. It would be a horrific sight.
I don't know where it was. I don't. But I'm afraid of where Crowley and I may go, metaphorically speaking, if we do a show together. Which I guess is the interesting part of it, right?
Yes, very interesting.
If you could choose somebody to do a show with, or an hour with, I think it's going to be everybody does an hour.
Yeah.
Who would it be? You and Harry Callis? You and Pony? You and Crowley? You and Mulsey? You and Dickerson?
I heard that Pony and I will be a pairing.
Really?
At the Five Alarm. That is what I heard. And Craig got very suspicious. Who told you that? Where'd you hear that? And I was like, Craig, there have been some leaks that have been out there.
Well, I think that would be great, first of all. And secondly, I'm expecting, although haven't confirmed, that myself and Mulsey will have a reunion like last year's Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. I think the people want that, do they not?
Oh, the people are craving it, Joe. They are asking, they are sending letters hoping for it.
Now you're being sarcastic and you're insulting me.
Not at all. I'm trying to add more emphasis.
Add more emphasis. Will you conduct the quiz show?
I think that has to be Craig. But I will if
Actually,
Craig doesn't
you're right.
want to.
Yeah, that should be Craig.
If Craig doesn't want to, then I'll come up with a quiz show.
Right.
I think and I would be a good pairing for an hour. I hope
that
I get
would
paired
be fun.
With Crowley.
I think we should have an imitation contest on the air
you
for different
make it
people.
Sound like it was fun.
What?
Crowley and I.
I said it would be great. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. You downplayed it a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Like when I called Bob's haircut good and you called it great and you said that I didn't call it great, so it
that was
great.
That was true. I think you and Crowley would be great together. I think we should have imitation contests where three or four people try to imitate Ron, for example, and we pick a winner. My voice seems to be popular to imitate. I know Mueller has done it. A lot of people have done it on the air because it's very annoying.
Come on, Limits. We have a radio show to run here. Hurry up now. Come on, Limits. Limits, are we ever going to get back on the air? Limits, come on now. Limits, did you make that phone call? Do we have this audio, Limits?
Perhaps you should bat lead off there.
I think I might have to.
In the savvy old news hound imitation category. I think we should do that.
I like that one horse.
Maybe somebody will imitate you.
I'm sure there will be. There have been people that have.
Your voice doesn't really lend itself to that, though. Harry Callis's sure does.
Hello, everyone. This is Harry Callis.
There you go. You're going to be good at this. I think we can have fun little things like that.
Oh,
hope to
will.
See people out there. Do we have a call or two here?
We do. Let's start with Tim. Tim is in the North Hills, and he would like to chime in on the Pirates.
Yeah, one of the topics with the Pirates was, are you embittered to the point where you can't even enjoy the good moments? And I happen to believe there are more good moments maybe than bad the rest of the way. I think the Pirates from here on out pick up where they were last year for the first 3 months. But that's just me. How are you, sir?
Joe, I'm great. And let me tell you, I even took it a step further, and I was telling City Limits that I actually bet money that they would win the division right before they started to go on this little bit of a streak. So, you know, I'm in the same direction you are, but probably a
Wait
little
a second.
Too far in that direction.
Surely you're not saying you still think they'll win the division, are you?
Joe, I have a hope.
They're 14 and a half games out.
I think they could go on quite a streak. The only thing that I think will actually stop them is there honestly, their bullpen scares me more than their lineup. I think they have ways to address it, but I don't understand why they won't try guys like Majinski in the bullpen.
Well, he's gone back down to AAA, and he's still a starter and actually had a great start. I do appreciate the call. I'm certainly not where that man is, although I appreciate his optimism. I just think that they're watchable again. Things have turned around a little bit. And that there are going to be, like I said, more good moments than bad, I think, the rest of the way. This has been as bad as it could possibly ever be. And I sense Reynolds turning it around. I sense Cruz being a different player. I sense Davis and Canario being contributors. Cruz being a star. And Bubba Chandler's coming. And I don't think, and we started yesterday in with this, I don't think we've talked about that enough. I think in a lot of other years, that'd be all we were talking about. We'd probably be mad that he wasn't here, by the way. But things have been so utterly and historically disastrous this year that we've barely noticed anything but the meltdown, the constant meltdown. And now under Don Kelly, 6-3 in the last 9-10 overall, they've stabilized a little bit limits. And they have the ability to entertain. I think the ability is there.
I was entertained yesterday. I was entertained the day before, no doubt. And when they're scoring runs for Skeens, they're obviously not going to score 10 in a game. But if you can get Skeens 4 runs, you should be able to win 80% of the time.
If you can get him 2 runs, you should be able to win 60, 70, maybe 80% of the time.
No doubt. And that's entertaining, even if they're just scoring 2.
I want to see Chandler. I want to see Cruz hit moonshot home runs. I want to see Henry Davis continue to play well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.